T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dave Cohen in for Scoot. How you doing on this Thursday afternoon? The day I like to call Friday Eve. And yeah, we're getting closer and closer to the weekend. Normally, I'm on from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. Some sleep deprivation may be setting in, so please bear with me if I say weird things like miscount the number of states, perhaps. Thanks for all the texts about that at 870-870. This hour, are we in an era of politics by social media? Do tweets, Facebook posts, Snapchat videos, and Instagram pics decide how politicians conduct themselves? It seems that we have a lot of knee-jerk reactions to public opinion expressed on social media. How about this? Did the mayor of Kenner, Ben Zahn, issue his ban on Nike apparel purchased by booster clubs for recreational teams because of a wave of anti-Nike sentiment on social media after the Colin Kaepernick ad? Did he reverse course because of the wave of opposition to his move? The world moves so much faster these days. Should it? Do today's politicians have well-defined principles and positions, or are they more likely to bend to the winds of public opinion spread across social media? I mean, polling has been an important part of politics forever, really, with public surveys, trial balloons to gauge voter sentiment. But now, instant, viral reaction seems to make it feel like some leaders follow the trends on social media more than ever before. To help us think about this, WWL-TV political analyst and Gambit contributor Clancy Dubose joins us. Hey, Clancy.
Good afternoon, Dave.
How you doing?
I'm happy to join you from one of the 47 states. Or is that what it is?
47, 50, 52.
Yeah, I don't know.
I did some bad math. I know there are 50 states. Hey. Which one are you in right now?
I'm in the... Louisiana was what, the 18th or the 30th? I don't figure. I'm in Louisiana.
Okay. Well, I wasn't asking for the number, just the which of the states. Yeah. Well, it would, potentially Puerto Rico and Guam could make it 52,
right.
But
sure.
Not yet. I mean, in all 50 states, is it we're seeing more and more governing by knee-jerk reaction, do you think?
Well, I think generally, yes. I think social media have a tremendous influence on politics. Media have always had a tremendous influence on politics. You go back to the founding of the Republic and the newspapers. If you think the media today are kind of loud and in your face, man, the newspapers back at the founding of the country were really staunch, you know, and they were called the such-and-such Democrat or the such-and-such Republican because that's what they were, you know, and people think the press today is biased, and certainly, you know, any human institution is subject to human bias, whether it's the media or the church or anything else, you know, Senate, House, you name it. But back then, they were really strong in their opinions. So,
does social media today more accurately reflect the mainstream media of the past, do you think, with kind of more...
No, I think it's... You talked about it in your introduction to the topic, Dave. It's more immediate because communication, you know, back in the day, newspapers were... Most of them were weeklies or monthlies. A few were dailies, but not many. And then, you know, technology has advanced to the point where, you know, when I was a young reporter, we didn't have... And that was a long time ago.
It wasn't that long.
Three now, but
well, how many states were there back then?
we had just reached 50.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, you know, daily newspapers were the dominant influence. TV had come into its ascendancy, and then came cable, and all of a sudden the big three TV networks became the big four, the big five, and now it's the big 500, I guess. And then, of course, you had the internet came in, and technology has constantly accelerated the pace at which news gets disseminated. And, of course, with news comes opinions. But media have always been opinionated. This is not a new thing. This is as old as newspapers itself. the notion of an objective media is a fairly modern concept, came into being either right before or right after World War II, you know, with people like Edward R. Murrow, who frankly raised the standards and brought a higher level of professionalism with Walter Cronkite and such to the media. But as politics became more personal, the media did too. It reflected that. I'm not sure which one was the chicken and which was the egg, but they but they're both very much a thing.
And so, it is now all about personalities and the personalities of politics and the personal behavior of politicians as much as it is anything else.
Yes, and to talk about personalities, you know, Colin Kaepernick is a personality in a sense, a sports personality, and he got, you know, started making political statements. And you know, his form of protest centered on the national anthem, which is something that is a very emotional thing to all people. You go to any country on the planet, people get emotional about their national anthem. It's designed, it's why it's an anthem. It's designed to stir emotions, positive, strong emotions among people. So when someone does a protest for whatever reason, and it involves a national anthem, I think it's going to stir emotions in any country on the planet. You know, it's just a human thing.
So it makes sense that there was viral reaction to that.
Yes, and I think Ben Zion reacted in an emotional way. I don't know if it was because of social media. I'm sure he, like everybody else, got a lot of information from social media, but he also has political advisors, and he gave, I think, a visceral kind of emotional reaction. That, and I'm not condemning him. I think that's a human thing. It's, you know, human beings react oftentimes emotionally to political news. The difference for someone like Mayor Zion is that when you're in political office at a high level, and a mayor is a high level of political office, I think there's an expectation, and this is not a criticism, but there's just an expectation that our elected leaders are going to be a little more studied in their responses. And so the criticism he got, I think, was not only for what he said, but the fact that it was kind of an emotional response. But having said that, I give the man credit for saying, you know what, I reacted emotionally, I'm going to walk it back. It's pretty rare for a politician to walk back his or her decisions. They don't often admit mistakes. I don't know if he called it a mistake, but he was basically saying, you know what, I overreacted, I'm going to walk it back. And you just don't see that very often.
But do you think that might have also, though, been the result of the immediacy of the reaction to his decision? Once that memo...
I mean, you'd have to ask him, but there was a lot of support, but a lot of backlash too. And I think he looked at it, and I particularly liked what he said was, "Look, I wasn't trying to divide anything, and it wound up being divisive, and I don't want to do that." So, and of course, the only way to tell how divisive it was, or the best way to measure how divisive it was at the time, was through social media. I mean, it was intense on both sides. And he was like, you know what, let's walk this back and tone it down and just move forward.
Well, you know, on the grand scheme of things, the impact of this decision on its face, just saying booster clubs in Kenner can't buy Nike apparel or sports gear for the recreation teams. We're talking about pennies here.
Yeah.
We're talking about tiny, tiny little amounts of money that they could have spent. Even if they did buy Nike, it wouldn't have been much. So the statement really wasn't one of vast economic effect either on Nike or for the city of Kenner, for that matter.
Right. It was not a big substantive thing. It was philosophical statement. What's the word I'm trying to think? It was a symbolic gesture on
right.
his part. But symbols matter, especially in politics. And again, I give him credit for walking it back. I didn't like it when he did it, not because I'm some raging supporter of Colin Kaepernick. I'm a raging supporter of the First Amendment, and people were expressing themselves on both sides, and I think that's a good thing. I wish that more of us followed the, and I put myself in this criticism too. I wish that more of all of us followed the wisdom of Madison, one of the founding fathers, and the man who really, more than anyone, wrote the current strong U.S. Constitution. We founded ourselves, we created this republic. We're not a democracy, we're a democratic republic. The reason we have a House and a Senate was because of a discussion that the founding fathers had. They were envisioning times exactly like this, because what they were talking about was, how do we have a government that acts based on reason, not on passions? And back in the day, I talked about newspapers back in the 1700s. Newspapers were very passionate, and they said, look, we don't want to be governed by our passions. We want to be governed by reason. These were men from the age of reason in the Enlightenment in the late 1700s. They considered themselves to be reasonable, rational people, not reacting based on passions. And social media makes it very easy today for people to react based on their passions rather than on reason. And yes, I think politicians on both sides of the fence, Democrat and Republican, react way too much to social media.
Well put. Clancy, always a pleasure to get your analysis and input.
Thank you, sir.
And we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Take
Clancy
care.
Dubose, WWL-TV political analyst, Gambit contributor. What do you think? 504-260-1870. Text us at 870-870. And you can go to WWL.com and vote in our Blue Runner opinion poll. Do today's politicians tend to govern more by their principles or by social media trends? We'll take your calls at 504-260-1870 right after this. Read some of your text messages and see how you're voting in our opinion poll. And is it a good thing or a bad thing if we are letting emotion on social media determine what our leaders do? Are our leaders leading, or are they following social media?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.